McMillan of Jefferson County North joining us. Coach, congratulations on what was just a really strong win for your club last Friday.
Well, thank you very much.
You know, the guys came out, I thought, played extremely well throughout it. The defense, you just, you know, what could you say, a shutout?
Yes, you know, our defense stepped up to the plate and did an excellent job and kept us in the ballgame for the whole, all four quarters. So, you know, our hat's off to them.
You know, early in the ballgame, you had, you'd already made a change. You had DeCornell at quarterback because Dalton has been your quarterback for a good part of the year, moved him to receiver. Dalton got banged up early, but, you know, the guys stepped up for him, and I thought Corey, he's just doing a nice job at that quarterback spot for you.
Yes, he did. Dalton, we moved him out there at the end. Well, actually, kind of protect him since he got beat up at Riverside the week before. And lo and behold, very first play, he gets bunged up again. So, you know, it was nice to see the rest of them stand up. You know, that's a lot of times you'll see that, and it turns into a snowball effect. But our guys stuck with it and did an excellent job.
One of the key attributes of a quarterback is, in my opinion, not necessarily making huge plays, but not making mistakes. And, you know, he did what you would want him to do, distributed the ball, didn't make any, you know, any big errors, and that's really what you need out of that spot.
Yes, it is. Corey did an excellent job stepping in there after just a week of getting him prepared for this. We should be right on tap with him in there.
He's going to be your quarterback again this week, probably?
Yes, he will be, and it may be a situation where we'll finish out the year that way.
Well, once the guys get kind of comfortable with a guy in a spot or a group of guys in positions, late in the year, it's kind of hard to be switching them around.
Yes, it is, you know, and he's been our backup all year, and you know, so he's not going into this totally blind, and the guys, you know, he's played their played in different positions for us all year long. So, of course, one of those that, you know, we can move around in different positions and not lose a step.
Guys were just aggressive all Friday night long. I mean, the defense was swarming. They had, quarterback for Valley under pressure all night. I just thought that they really were focused and they seemed very determined.
Yes, they were. You know, we kind of have our backs to the wall, or we kind of what we told them, and they stepped it up and came out and won a district game.
A couple of games left in the season. Hard to imagine. We're down to the last regular Friday night game, but that's what we've got this week. And you run over just a short trip over to Oskaloosa against a team that they haven't had a lot of luck, but, man, you've got to be prepared for a team like that.
Yes, we are. You know, a lot of times you worry more about those type of situations. You know, Oski and JC, they've always had a good rivalry, and we don't expect anything less from them.
And when, as in Oskaloosa's case, there's nothing to lose and everything to gain, you could be a season for them.
Yes, you know, we've talked about that too yesterday. And you know, I think our guys are going to stay focused and do what we do.
Coach, continued success. Thank you so much, and good luck this week with Oskaloosa.
Yeah, thank you.